As we know, for children with autism, social interactions are a struggle. So researchers in Baltimore have come up with a course designed to teach those kids social skills. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
Math and numbers are easy for Alex Lee. He can tell you what pi is out to 100 digits. But Alex doesn't do so well with chit-chat. Here he is talking to psychologist Brian Friedman at the Kennedy Krieger Institute in Baltimore.
Do you know how to play the piano?
I don't know how to play the piano, but were we talking about...
What instrument do you play?
Hang on, were we talking about me playing the piano?
No.
What were we talking about?
What instrument do you play?
Were we talking about me playing instruments?
No.
But Alex says he's doing better than he used to.
I had a perfect week last week.
You did? What made it a perfect week?
I was never going into the red zone.
For the past couple of months, Alex and several other children with mild autism have been meeting every week with Friedman and autism specialist Elizabeth Stripling. The idea is to teach the social skills that most kids pick up without even thinking about it. Friedman says the gap between kids with autism and other kids isn't so wide when they're in kindergarten, but after that, it can become a chasm.
This group is 10 to 12 years old. They're also starting to move toward middle school, and the social rules are changing all around them. And so it's incredibly hard for them to keep up. So that's why we need to have a group like this.
During the sessions, Friedman and Stripling give pointers on how to do things like keep a conversation going. It's basic stuff. If someone says they like music, ask what kind of music. They remind the kids to make eye contact and listen when someone else is talking. Friedman says it's all about coaching and practice, not just rules.
One of the problems that kids with autism can run into is when they're taught very rigid rules, they only stick to those rules. So we try to create some and help them understand some nuances within interaction.
On this afternoon, only two boys have shown up, Alex and another 10-year-old named Joseph Santana. A few minutes into the session, Joseph says he wants to talk about something that happened to him. Friedman and Stripling help Alex respond appropriately.
On Sunday, I went to the emergency room.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I couldn't breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
So sorry to hear that.
Nice job.
They put sticky things and cooked them up to the thing right here. I did.
What could you ask, Alex?
Why couldn't you breathe?
Good job.
Well,
it's not completely spontaneous, but Friedman says the conversations show how far Alex has come. He's clearly listening, and his responses even suggest empathy. And for Joseph, just telling the story is a big achievement. He has trouble communicating with other kids, but he's been trying hard with the children he's met in these sessions. Friedman says the first thing Joseph did after getting out of the hospital was send an email to the entire group.
The email wasn't just to check in and say hi, but it provided context to say that something had happened to him. The next sentence was followed by, I'm okay, and all of that was followed up by emoticons that showed the feelings that went along with that. So I would say, especially for a kid like Joseph, that was tremendous progress.
Joseph grew up loving the History Channel, but hating school.
Kids would pick on him, beat him up, you know, they were really not very kind to him at all.
That's his mom, Kathleen Santana. She says when kids at school handed out invitations to birthday parties, Joseph never got one.
In the beginning, he just wasn't aware. But now that he's getting older and learning more that that is happening, he is becoming more aware. And I think that is a hurtful situation for him.
Eventually, Santana decided to teach Joseph at home. Alex has been doing okay at school. But his father, Hugh Lee, says his son is lonely.
He wants to make friends with other kids. I think it's a disability in him that he doesn't know how to.
After many weeks of practice, Alex and Joseph are getting ready for a kind of final exam. They'll be going to the Australia exhibit at the Baltimore Aquarium. Their parents will be going too. Their job is to award points when the boys do well and take points away when they don't. Points earn prizes. A week later, Alex, Joseph, and several other boys arrive at the aquarium. The main attraction is a really big lizard.
Yep, that's a bearded dragon. Can you tell your friends, though, what type of lizard that is?
A bearded dragon.
Yeah, can you tell one of your friends?
A bearded dragon snake.
A little later, they get a face-to-face meeting with another bearded dragon named Tinka.
Do you guys want to see how she eats?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so we're going to bring her over to this table.
When it's time to actually touch the lizard, Joseph Santana is one of the first in line.
What do you think it feels like?
Spiky.
Spiky?
Then it's time for the boys to ask each other questions. Alex Lee is ready. He turns to his friend.
Joe, what do bearded dragons like to eat?
Bugs. Bugs, very good. Okay, do you guys want to write down that answer?
It's time to add up the points and find out who got prizes. Alex checks in with his mom.
You did a very good job initiating conversations at the beginning. But I did deduct a couple of points for sometimes you touch the object.
That's only 14.
This is the sort of conversation Alex likes. It's about numbers.
Okay, so 18 minus 3 equals 15.
Yeah, that's your total point.
So I have more than 10 and I have exactly 15. So a large prize.
Are you happy?
Yes.
For kids like Alex and Joseph, the stakes are high. They're smart enough to go to college, find jobs, and live on their own. Friedman says his goal is to make sure they acquire the social skills to accomplish those things. John Hamilton, NPR News.